Hello.
And welcome.
Jack. And welcome. Hello to all our Jacks listening out there.
We love to have you.
This is a special Jack-themed episode.
Produced and written and directed by
us for Jack.
Yep.
On Halloween.
Yep. Tonight, it's the night of nights.
Only made possible by Halloween. Brought to you by Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
We got some music going. I guess I didn't lower it well enough. Here we go.
Nice silence.
You heard a second of Mr. Magic there by Grover Washington Jr.
Oh.
You teased.
He wasn't the first.
No, he was not the first. People think he was, but... Oh.
That was George Washington.
True.
So, I guess... Let's go through... This is who we have in the studio here. We have...
It's Will Kendall.
We got DJ Muffin.
Can you say your legal name, please?
Caleb Martin Rosenthal.
No. Oh, yeah. And?
And Greg.
Great. And I am famed architect.
John Lautner.
Frank Gehry.
Frank Gehry.
Antonio Gaudi.
Antonio Banderas.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks.
I love his work.
Cat, Puss in Boots.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Sam and Cat.
Okay, the Puss in Boots movie was pretty good.
Really?
I'll say it.
Which one? One
Did
or two?
Have?
No, there weren't two. Were there two?
Of course.
No.
Were there other characters from the Shrek universe?
No, it was a monologue. It was a two-hour
monologue. Soliloquy.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
No, there were. I think.
I love the that gingerbread, SNL something where Puss in Boots hosted. That monologue?
That's a
is that
niche
what we're talking
reference.
About?
No.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
I mean, our audience monologue? Is quite niche. So
oh,
I'm
should
really...
we see how many people we have?
Yeah.
How many people we're about to lose?
Well, wait, let's talk about Halloween for a second.
Okay. Yeah. What if we dressed up as Puss in Boots for Halloween? How would you pull it off?
What if we do that right now? Ready? One, two, three.
Oh, my
God. Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, you know.
Man.
God, I wish you guys could see that.
Claws are nice.
Caleb's is the best.
Me.
Yeah, wow. I don't know how that happened. Mine looks more expensive than yours.
I know. You got a much better one. Strange.
I don't know. I'm pretty deserving. Okay, looks like we have 9 listeners.
Ooh.
Oh, we have 10 listeners.
Oh.
Baby.
That's one more than last week. That's
double digits. 2 more than last week.
Trajectory. Is that 2 more?
Yeah.
3 of those are my burner phones.
Huh?
Nothing.
We pay people in other countries to listen to it. Like when you buy likes on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, you know about that?
Yeah, you asked if we knew about that. Yeah, I do. And everybody else does, too.
You guys didn't say anything. Greg. Do you guys know about it? Hey, Greg, what mic are you?
I'm
Mic 4.
I'm going to turn you up because I think you're the low mic.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't. Yeah, that's better.
Oh, there it is.
I couldn't hear me very well.
Sorry for everyone who couldn't hear Greg up to this point. He's been saying really good,
I've been saying really smart things.
And thoughtful.
Hey, can you give me a robot filter while we're at it?
Oh, we should figure out how to do that. I can't. I mean, you mean make your voice like a robot or like
no.
give you a filter from a robot?
Yeah, that's the
like
one.
A, some sort
yeah,
of
like a coffee
or,
filter.
I forgot a costume,
from a coffee
so I'm
robot.
Indecent.
From a coffee robot.
Yeah, so I guess we can't not talk about anything. No one. Why am I leading this conversation?
Because you're sitting behind the desk.
So the song name that just played, which I'm just deciding to say. Now,
by just played
was called I believe called Togo T-O-G-O by a little band called the Hunter Tones, and they're a brass band and they're really good and it's a really good song. So to all you latecomers, that's what you get. My associate is asking for me to remind everyone that this is WMFO Medford 91.5, and you are listening to I Wish You Could See This.
Straight up.
Yeah, you're welcome, FCC.
FCC.
FCC,
baby. FCC.
Yes.
FCC,
baby.
That's good. We should write that down. That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. That but it's almost as funny as the cats, as spraying water on the cast of Cats.
Oh, yeah. So this is something that Greg and I were talking about earlier. Which Will didn't laugh at when we told him.
Yeah, but we laughed.
But
hard
we laughed
when
really
we told
hard
ourselves.
When we told ourselves.
Yeah.
Essentially, well, now we've talked about it for too long, where it's not going to be that funny. But the essence of the joke is that you know, at a normal, he's laughing because he knows that it's dumb. But Ryan might like it.
Go for it, dude.
Maybe Greg should say it. I feel like the viewers, the listeners don't like
me. I for sure can't find it funny at this point, right?
That's true. It's been going on
for too
long.
That's true. That's a good point.
Should we talk about something
else? But I am extremely amicable, so let me give it a shot.
Okay, give it a shot. Here we go.
Okay. So you know how usually you throw tomatoes at the if you don't like a performance?
Sure.
Well, it's kind of tomatoes are kind of heavy, and we were thinking
and like that's produce.
Well, that's a false premise. Say, also, like tomatoes aren't heavy, about? Right? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, relatively.
No, relative to not relative sun. To a grape.
Well, all right, don't disagree with me on the harsh. Radio.
I'm sorry. So my mic's been cut.
Is that what this is?
Yeah. That's the number one rule of radio, actually. Don't disagree with me on the radio.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah. You...
That's what really matters.
Yeah. Then Caleb suggested that instead of throwing tomatoes, we should just spray casts with water. And I said, yeah, like a cat or like cats. And then he said, yeah, like the cast of Cats. You know how when you don't like the play, musical, the musical Cats,
you get to spray them with water. Because...
Everybody in the audience has their own
like squirt gun. Squirt yeah. is what I was imagining.
Yeah, Super Soaker.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe and so, a branded one that we could say right, on the air.
Sorry,
maybe
me.
An off-brand.
I think that's become. It's kind of like Kleenex. Like it's been adopted.
It's just sort of like a lexicon. Colloquial.
Yeah, okay, it's a colloquialism.
Fine. I'll let you have that one.
Thanks.
What are other those, words?
By
like
the way,
that?
Like the Puffs are the. Is that another brand of?
Puffs is another brand of
tissue,
but you never hear anyone say,
"All right, could you pass me a puff?
pass me a puff, please.
A puff. What do you want, a pastry?"
Yeah, I think about cigarettes before I think about tissues when it comes to puffs.
Oh,
cereal.
Oh, wait, what's that? Oh, Pops.
Oh, that's the wrong noise. Sugar. I'm sorry, guys.
No. I mean, they're like sugar puffs and
wait.
Reese's puffs.
But what? Yeah, I'm interested. What are other ones? Kleenex.
Okay, so there's Kleenex. There's like
Frisbee,
Coke.
Frisbee
in some places, Coke.
Oh, like Coke is a general term for cola.
For drugs. For soda. Yeah, cocaine really has a stranglehold on the market.
Yep. Anyway. Something just happened.
I'm ready to. I'll play it from here.
What is that?
It's a song.
Oh, that was just from my laptop.
Yeah, Mr. Man.
Okay. It's just technical problems. Ryan has a song he's going to play. What's the song? Or maybe we should wait till it starts to do it. But yeah, so this is our Halloween show. I hope that you guys are afraid listening. I mean, if there's anything we want to get across, is that you should be alarmed.
Band-aid.
Oh, that's a great one.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. I know. I just thought of that.
So this ain't working for me.
I don't know any others.
Put it back in your thing.
It's on that side.
All
right. Volkswagen. You know that general term for car?
Yeah. Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. You know, when you need an actor.
For an actor.
Can we get a Samuel L. Jackson over here?
I mean, you're just... Here's what I will say. Steve Carell is an incredible Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, really no doubt is. About it.
Like
his Samuel L. Jacksoning has been getting
really,
better.
As a comedian, you don't think a comedian would have good Samuel L. Jacksoning skills, but
I agree.
Really I owns them.
Okay, I'll play the song.
All right, Ryan's gonna play it. Tell me when you play it, and I'll fade us out.
All right.
All right, is it going? All right.
We got.
What's it called?
From the back, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast. Is this Busty and the Beast?
By me.
It's by
Wayne
Ryan.
Wayne Shorter.
Oh, it's maybe they did a cover.
By Ryan.
All right, here we go.
Wayne Shorter.
And it's up. And we are back, louder than ever.
Especially
me too, also.
1080p.
All right, so we got some, we got actually thousands of listener complaints that Ryan was too quiet.
Yeah.
And it's because he was in Guam.
Yeah, well, yeah.
On sabbatical.
That's true.
And he went to find himself, and all he found was
waterboarding.
Money. He found gold.
Oh, and money, too, in the same time. It was a weird trip.
Yeah.
Which was cool. I mean, are you glad he went? He's really tan.
I'm super, which is weird, because I spent the whole time in a prison. So you'd think that wasn't the way it'd be.
Just a lot of natural light.
I have a plaid tan from the cell bars.
That were plaid shaped.
Oh, that's interesting. Because you spent half of your time lying on the ground horizontally and the other half vertically.
Yeah, for sure, nice. For sure. Cool.
But, right, that's
awesome.
That's
really cool. You got to keep it even, right?
The intersection of the two tans is just pure white.
I made sure
white.
To stay perpendicular. Right. Yeah,
very
for sure.
Nice.
Ryan's nothing if not creative and consistent.
And plaid.
And plaid.
Have you guys ever read the playlist of songs that they play to torture prisoners?
Yes, you sent that to us.
Isn't that
you?
Crazy?
I listened to it and I felt horrible.
We should have that be a radio show.
I don't understand. Is that actually true?
That's
I thought
torture.
That was a joke.
Yeah, they play it at top volume.
If you hear these songs, you'll understand immediately.
Really?
We can play a bit of one here.
What? Well, I mean, there's like it's like give Toxic me, by Britney Spears.
Oh, give me a different one.
But is the idea just that they play it so many times and so loud?
Yeah. Wait. Read one that's not a heavy metal
I'm
one.
I'm looking.
That you just get like upset.
Yeah, like they just some of them are just scary and angry. Like illicit. It would be good for Halloween, actually.
Sure. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
That is. I thought it was a joke.
No,
that
it's
is
not a
so
joke.
Insane.
It's actually very alarming to
this
listen to.
There's a song called Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Okay.
Dirty with Two R's by Christina Aguilera.
Let's do Dirty, I think, because that's like dirty. Dirty.
We are the champions, isn't it?
Really?
That's kind of... Ooh, no, play the Meow Mix theme. I've heard that one's especially jarring.
Okay, yeah, that'll be great. All right. Let me pull it up on YouTube. Will's coming back. Will left to do some like work.
But the Meow Mix brought him back. Always does.
It always does. With cats and Will.
Well, I mean, we are now all now dressed in Puss in Boots costumes, right?
Puss in Boots. Yeah.
Puss in Boots, as was established.
Yep.
There's Meow Mix theme 10 hours.
Please.
Oh. Right, that's the go. One.
Play it at 10 times speed so we can fit it into our show.
Meow Mix theme. You know what? This is like a different arrangement of it. I don't like that. Meow Mix song. Meow Mix commercial. There's so many versions. How am I supposed to know which one's right?
Just play like any of them. For
think,
sure.
Okay. I think it's this one.
It's a cat food.
Okay. Play the prison version.
Okay. The prison version. Okay. I think this. Okay, here we go. I'm going to put this up. I'll put us down.
You're welcome for this. Wherever you are.
You go, ready?
On this spooky night.
All right, everyone, take a listen and you know, brace yourself.
Meow, 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 meow. Oh,
Meow Mix comes in two varieties, original and seafood minnows. A medley of mackerel, tuna.
Do we get in trouble if we play an ad for
this is our music choice.
Anyway, that's it.
Is our national security just a joke?
No, it's not the only thing they do, Greg.
We're punking the nation's worst criminals.
I'm serious. That's not legit. Like, I can't believe they actually do that.
They do it in tandem with other means of torture, I'm sure.
Does that make it...
But listen, I mean, that... Okay, you're in solitary confinement, it's dark, and all you can hear is that for years, is what I assume. I don't know anything. I'm very misinformed.
That sounds crazy.
That does sound crazy.
I hate
do you want
my
mic,
own
Will?
Music whoa, that I like.
Hey, Ryan, switch to mic
days.
Three.
No.
Oh. All right, Will's going to take mic.
I'm gone.
Mic one.
I don't exist.
Introduce I'm yourself, back. Will. Bill.
Hi, it's me, Bill.
And I'm Will.
And this
together?
Is...
We're Bwill.
Bwill.
Bwave.
Wavy.
So I think we should talk about the one thing that's on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
We could just say it together.
Sure.
We
sure,
all
sure, sure.
should say
all
right. it together. I think
on the count of three. But and then we'll have to be respectful.
Yeah.
But
so Will, are you good with us?
Yeah.
If we
no, okay. no, it's okay. It's
when
okay.
we say this, very
I'm
important.
Over it. I'm over
it's
it.
It's an important announcement. So I just wanted all
right,
to be
just the one thing
on
that's on everyone's mind.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. James Cameron is the deepest man alive.
Is the what?
The deepest
man alive. He went so deep. Okay.
And not only
in that, you know, the plot of Avatar. Talking about profound movies.
True. Deep in a literal sense because of his whole submarine thing.
Well, that's secondary.
This was actually, I should say, this was a joke that I had going with Jack, and we just thought it was
who's
really...
Jack?
Yeah, who's that?
The only one of us that isn't Puss in Boots right now.
Oh, that's hey, congrats to you,
we should change
man.
Back. Mine's kind of itchy.
All right, three, all right,
that's fine.
Two, one.
Oh my God. Me.
Wait,
oh,
we just Caleb. Switched costumes.
Oh.
Now I'm wearing Greg's bad costume.
Yeah, and I'm just slime.
I'm just mist.
Yeah,
I'm nothing
exactly.
but air.
I'm a cloud.
I'm a cloud. That's pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, James Cameron. Okay, wait a second. Can we talk about these other two... Avatar movies?
Are there going to be four more?
Oh, sorry. Other four? Who wanted that? This isn't that interesting of a take.
I sent him a
Everyone
letter,
says this.
And I wrote it in crayon, so he thought I was a cute little child.
Oh, you know that was his demographic for those movies. He shows it to the studio, like, James, seriously, no one wants to see this. No, but look.
We can make this kid's dream come true.
Oh. Dream come blue.
Did you guys know Neil deGrasse Tyson is a coward?
On what grounds?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Did you know that?
I didn't know it. But now you have to explain it.
For what and how?
Yeah.
Well.
We should probably mention that Will's sick.
Yeah, my illness adds an atmosphere to the room.
We brought him to do that when there's dead air.
Yeah, right. That's funny. Tell us about... the last thing you were talking about.
What did I even
you
say?
You said Neil deGrasse Tyson is a
and
coward.
And you want to fight him.
Can I just say, we have 10 listeners, and he could easily be one of them.
And this is official now that
well,
you need to...
Before I say this, what are the rules?
You don't want to get on that guy's bad... Can I just say? Yeah. You don't want to get on that guy's bad side, because when you know so much about the universe, you can just bend it to your will.
I know. He's just going to tweet me into outer space.
Knowledge box.
Exactly.
He's also kind of a jerk.
Hey...
But you get to be when you have that much brain.
Right.
That's true.
Do you?
You get to... If you're smarter than someone, you're allowed to be mean to them in order to teach them something new.
Will, you really crossed a line there.
Uh-huh. But since we're telling you that, we'll let it slide this time.
True. What did I...
You said he was a coward, and now you don't have a reason, and now we're just dancing around it.
Well, that's true. Also, I'm curious about what the laws are about speaking poorly of public figures on the radio.
Encouraged.
I don't think there's anything. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Okay,
can
that's
we do
good.
Another one?
Yeah.
But
Bob Ross can't paint. I'll say it.
Yep.
Hey.
What?
Bob Ross can't paint.
Not that good of a painter.
I don't know what that means. Oh, can't paint.
What do you think I said?
Campaign.
Bob Ross is running for president.
Yeah, or you can play like the free play mode, or you can play the campaign.
Well, that's fun. So instead of libel, we're now under propaganda.
Libel.
So if we...
Right?
No. It's libel today.
No, it's libel.
It's Halloween,
actually.
It's Halloween.
All right.
So I get to decide.
Yeah. It's wearing a costume.
So I...
Exactly. Its costume
is
one
dressed up as the word libel.
Continue.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
No, that's good.
All right,
fine.
Good.
Yeah, for sure.
Will, you're supposed to cough there. There we go.
He's back to life. And so is the show.
So, Greg, I guess what I'm wondering is...
Do some good Foley over there.
Oh, yeah. So there's a balloon in the studio.
Yeah. So could you do the sound of you holding a balloon?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
That's awesome. Nice job, man.
I like that.
Did you blow that up yourself?
Well, I grew it myself.
Oh, but yeah. Did... Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
There you go.
I'm happy for you.
All right.
Okay. Look at this guy over here.
Pretty good.
Growing balloons.
That doesn't sound good.
There was a children's book that I really liked when I was a child. And it was about, I think everything was balloons, or it was like a balloon farm or something. Do you guys remember?
Except for the one boy who was made of tacks.
Tragic. That's a good, that's awesome. No one steal that.
Yeah.
You, 10 of you. Oh, maybe, no, it's 10.
Oh, I only see
one, 9 of you were listening at a 56 bit rate.
Oh, I see. That's what it is.
That's, you could be all the way up at 256.
Who's
if you,
the one boy with 200 more bits than everyone else?
That's on the high quality. Why would anyone choose to not listen to high quality?
I don't know, but I think that's really representative of the state thing. Of America right now.
The state of America. The 52nd. The 51st state.
It's a double state.
Yeah.
It's really big. State.
Oh, we're getting some intel from Jack
HQ.
Yeah, he said. He said I loved that book. I totally had that book, and I loved it. So, you guys,
sick. I don't believe
you guys
you.
Were wrong.
He says he has 200 more bits than everyone else. I'm gonna be the first to say I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Will's gonna be the second. I think we're only gonna have two people say that. But
yeah, I think so too.
Just based on what I know about Jack, he doesn't. He can't carry all those bits.
That's true.
His hands are tiny.
They're bit size.
Nice.
Barely funny. Barely.
Just enough to scrape by this time. We're coming up on the half hour.
Oh.
And you know what that means, Ryan?
It's time to read a PSA.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I thought you were just going to make something up.
Smart boy.
Great.
I did. We're not reading a PSA.
Oh, that was by PSA you mean...
The private, scantily adjunct? No.
All right.
Yeah. You can't do that. So
here's a stack of private, scantily adjunct.
No.
An adverb and two adjectives.
Oh. Got a history major over here.
That's me.
Okay, here's your stack of papers. You should read one.
Me?
Uh-huh. One of these. What are they? What were they called?
The private scantily adjuncts?
Private scantily adjuncts, yep.
Yeah, please.
Okay, uh-huh. I got it.
Remember, be clean.
Of course, yeah. It says, private, do not read.
Well, that's a given, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you didn't need to read that.
Sorry.
Just go down, like halfway
and,
down.
And it's, okay, it says, in addition to the following... I mean, to the previous, it said that I just,
okay.
I've just, okay. It said, in addition to what was previously stated,
this is pretty rambly, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
is this all written out?
Yeah. It's legal.
Can we let him read?
Wait, is this part written out?
It's jargon. Oh yeah. This is everything I'm saying is written out.
But is this written out?
What I'm saying right now?
How can you prove to me that this is all written out?
Look at it.
It's on the radio.
Wait, what I just said is also written out?
Oh, yeah, buddy. The whole script for this hour is on this private scantily adjunct.
Wow. Thanks for reading that.
You're welcome.
You
guys actually will help me read the rest of it over the next 30 minutes.
Oh.
And you know what time it is?
And maybe for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Then it's time for another Meow Mix.
This Meow Mix is...
Brought to you by
Lowe's. Get your, what do they sell there?
Meow Mix.
Oh, really?
No.
Exclusively?
Yeah.
Ryan, do you want to play that song you queued up? Or does anyone else have a song?
I have a song. There's a song that I really like right now.
Too late. Play it.
Sorry, what? Man.
Play okay, it. Well, the book was called Balloon Farm.
Oh, should I look at... that's a pretty...
so.
Descriptive. Who is it by?
I don't... James.
Hey, do people play audiobooks on
James
the radio?
Balloon. Let James me look it up.
Do people do that? Can we? I guess pioneer that.
Balloon Farm. Balloon Farm. Oh my God, they made a movie of it.
Oh really? Oh. Wait, I thought of a really funny name.
Wait. It's Disney.
Oh, this is Caleb. I just remember this. I wanted to tell you this earlier. This funny name I came up with that, and I couldn't remember it when I brought it up to you, but now I remember, and you guys are gonna love it. Ready, set. Dental James.
What is that for?
A guy named Dental James.
Hey, I'm Dental James. And they're like, Gentle James? No, Dental James. Oh. Hey, okay, before we play a song, here's a trailer to Balloon Farm.
Nice.
I'm just going to wait in case there's an ad on YouTube. Here we go.
We've crossed that line.
Just listen, do you hear it? There's a guy walking. I guess there's not much dialogue. Okay, there's a bunch of... I'll explain.
Pie seems pretty weird. Oh. That farmer had a pie tin on his seat. He put one pecan in it, and the whole pecan pie is there.
A no
whole
steaming
hot pecan pie.
Nobody makes a pie out of thin air.
Unless he's not one of us. I saw that show on TV last night where they said they found a real alien after its ship crashed.
Is this what the book was about?
No.
This is crazy.
Films on it had been hiding for years.
Are they balloons, or are they just people?
They're people.
Okay.
Alien is real.
Hey, you! Might as well go back to the direction.
Is he a balloon? I think he's...
No, no one's a balloon. Okay.
Yeah, they're all balloon animals?
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Can I just say, trailers were remarkably different back in 1999 when this came out.
This is so quiet, this whole trailer.
Well, that might have been my fault, but it's so quiet. And there's no, like... This summer, or like, yeah. It's just a theme.
Was that the end of it, by the way?
No, I stopped in the middle because it's long, and who wants to hear that? Now we'll go to a song. I just thought that was necessary. Next up.
Yeah, with a fun pivot from that trailer for a child movie, we have a remix to an Odessa song.
And this song is related in three ways to the trailer. See if you can find them and send them in to us by mail.
We'll read them on
we'll
air.
Read them on air tonight.
Write them on your absentee ballot and mail them to us.
On the back of your absentee ballot and do it fast. In fact, you should already have done it. All right. We'll see you after this.
Thank you.
woulda, coulda loved her better. She coulda loved me worse. Well, I never ever gave her the love that she deserved. She never wanted much. Are you gonna be faithful? 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 I better let her get herself away from me. I know I won't let go. She's got a lot of living far away from me. Somebody who's faithful. Are you gonna be faithful?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, can you guys? Will you guys mind leaving?
Yeah, get out of here.
Those were ghosts.
We were talking
to ghosts.
To ghosts.
Mm-hmm. They just wanted. It was a noise complaint.
Yeah, Halloween's over, so they had to go now.
They had to go back to their realm.
Yeah,
which is the same place from Coco.
It's Thanksgiving now.
Yeah, that is how it works.
Yep.
I hate when people say, "Oh my God, you know, I saw Thanksgiving stuff in CVS, and it's only April." Do you hear people say that?
Yeah.
I don't just
wait. Only April.
I don't know.
I would be infuriated.
But why? Why does that upset
April?
You? What are you expecting? Like what? CVS is how you judge like the time
of
year.
If I'm going to
like,
CVS in April,
why are you angry?
If I'm going to CVS in April, I'm going to get my bathing suit, my Speedo,
well,
my lemonade,
man.
To get
Sorry
ready
to
for
tell
the
you,
summer.
But you're late. You got to go in January to get your bathing suit at CVS.
It. Early, you're getting ahead of the game there. That's pretty.
Yeah, like, I don't know what people complain about.
Like, why do they? CVS is the place you go. Like, nowhere else do you say this place is so seasonally inaccurate. But you go into CVS and you're like really upset.
Yeah, because is it because you wanted to buy Halloween stuff and they are selling Thanksgiving stuff?
I don't think that's it. Yeah. You know, I just can't believe Christmas stuff already.
Already, well, they do that when people put up Christmas lights too,
right?
You know, like, oh, so we're already putting up Christmas
I think it's
lights.
Because it reminds people that we're all dying.
Well, yeah.
The time is hurtling to a stop, to a freezing cold
to
halt.
To an abrupt halt.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that really what Thanksgiving's all about?
Yeah, right.
That's funny. Nobody ever talks about that, that just kind of brick wall that we know that will come.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
We're terrified.
In the scale of the universe, we have seconds. We have instances before it's the end. In fact, it's so quick that it's already gone.
I know.
It's already gone.
It's over.
But it is a beautiful thing to me on this radio show to be beaming my voice out into space eternity.
One way. You guys can't talk to me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was going to say, we have 15 minutes left till our hour's up, and if we have any callers out there...
I would just like to subject you to my agenda.
And I don't mean the things that dogs wear.
Oh, Caleb. This is why we love him.
I mean...
We love to hate him.
We love that.
Can't live without him.
And we can swim without him, but we can't
breathe. But we choose not to.
Anyway, if anyone wants to call, you can't. Actually, you can. I think we have to say that you can.
Oh, really?
For sure can, and we will pick it up. I know exactly how to do it.
And you can reach my personal Skype at WMFO-DJ.
Whoa. That's a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Are yours all capital and this one's all lowercase?
No.
Oh. This one is all
insane
lowercase.
Insane of you to think that.
In case you wanted to Skype. Anyway, we got our letters back.
Yeah. Thank you guys for sending them. Thanks for being so prompt
and punctual.
So prompt.
Insane.
Right.
Really good stuff.
Amazon Prime is doing some crazy stuff.
Insane. To all on real mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
Really incredible. I mean... For us, really great, but for the democracy, poor decision.
I don't know,
we're not going to send those anywhere.
Right.
I mean, those are void now.
Shame.
I mean, it's a shame on you guys.
But I think we get elected now, right? If you can swindle anyone into giving you their absentee ballot.
True.
That's how Jimmy Carter became
president. I think you're
a
leader.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I heard that.
That takes enough charisma.
Yeah.
To do that.
I believe you.
That's true. You're right. We convinced, all three of us together, convinced... 10 billion people.
Oh my god!
Right. I mean, they must have told their friends. Well, then maybe
that's more people than exist.
Oh, true.
That's especially crazy. Especially considering that if you're not in the U.S., you can't vote. Right?
For our elections.
Well, shouldn't vote.
But you can vote. Yeah. I mean, you won't. It won't work. You can vote.
Well, in the Olympics, and that's it.
Vote in the Olympics.
Yes. Yeah,
you know how they vote for which sports to do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They vote on who swam the fastest.
Well, that's what the judges really do, though.
I mean, but who can be sure? I think it was him.
Let's put it to the jury.
What gave
that? There's one guy that just keeps voting, who can be sure?
Which is actually the name of one of the Russian swimmers.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, so how long until for gymnastics they just give Facebook reacts? that's my take.
That is what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's
they
nice.
Told me that.
And it'd be interesting if the Facebook reacts got more and more
specific.
Yeah, exactly.
I am kind of waiting for that day. I mean, we're going to log on to Facebook in a couple years or a couple months, and we're going to see generally grossed out at this weird blurry picture of food that your friend posted.
Or what if it takes your friends and then that's such a Greg thing, and then it'll just know that I would say that. I can react
that's
Greg.
That's awesome.
That is fun.
But people honestly they nut when the spring react is there. They love it.
Oh, right.
when you have any option outside of the five limits of how you're allowed to express emotion.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's going to become gradients soon. I think there are going to be different mouth configuration. Maybe you should select what the mouth looks like, exactly what the shape is,
mm-hmm.
and that would help people get the full spectrum of emotion.
I didn't hear a word you said, but I am behind you 100%.
Deeply profound.
Thanks, buddy. Anyway, so to read some letters from our fans,
mm-hmm.
we've got an M, a T.
We've got a lowercase J.
Oh, we got another 43.
Oh, these people.
Some people don't.
It's just from the kids. They don't know.
It's okay.
This one was in Cram.
We love them still. Yeah, love exactly. Them.
Really great fans.
We got a Y.
We also
I don't
have
know what we're doing right
letters,
now.
Ryan.
Oh.
Letters, Ryan.
Oh,
we got
I'm
him.
So sorry.
High five.
Yep.
But loud enough for the mics to hear. Yeah.
That was really that was cool really that you did loud. That.
There was like a shock wave that came off.
Yeah.
You got to be.
You had to be here to believe it.
Wish you could see it.
I'm still slime, by the way. Yeah. I'm still a clown.
That's why that was
slime.
Such a wet high five. All
right, yeah. So we are going to read a public service announcement.
All right.
This one will be read by...
Sure, dude. I'll do that.
Our own Brian Lehan. It's about, well, he can read it.
You laughing at the beginning of that sentence?
For all you listeners out there, I would just like to make a quick public salacious adjunct for organ donation.
Scantily. Organ donation. Hey, scantily. Greg, this is serious.
All right, I'm sorry.
Greg, this is a serious issue.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Cut me off one more time.
Go to head.
Go to your head. Go to head. Ryan.
Is something
you're
you
not
cannot
even really on the air.
Donate.
We want Ted.
We want go to head.
I thought you said goat head.
I know. Well, I did say that.
Then you thought of different versions.
I'm thinking of lots of things all off the bat here.
Okay, Ryan.
Signing up to be an organ donor. It's one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. Wow. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list.
Agonizing.
Who will get a second chance.
Pretty agonizing.
All yeah. because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway.
You know how radio shows, like they do sound effects sometimes? With the. We should do the sounds of like your organs being transplanted.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, actually, for the rest of this PSA, can you guys add just improv sound effects to like what's appropriate?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
To become an organ donor...
Can I be an organ donor? Sorry, is this the right place?
There we go.
It's Walgreens.
So, okay. Register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. That's. I don't know how you're going
to
be.
Okay, keep going.
Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissue for transplants.
Printer sound.
Take my eyes. Take my eyes. Take my eyes.
Which one of us was the printer? All right, keep going.
Yeah.
Fill out your advance directives, will and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents...
I was just thinking of Will, our friend.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
yeah.
There's Will, and then there's Living Will.
Living Will is really a pain in the butt.
You do not want to meet Living Will in the street.
All right. Will is incidentally also living, but we just don't call him that. He just doesn't need
Night
that
of the Living
title.
Will.
These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, I need more stuff like that.
Thank you for listening.
Stuff that
great job
for
making
me.
That up on the spot, Ryan.
Hey, really crazy picture for an organ donation.
Yeah, it's
PSA,
picture of
right?
two women.
It's
smiling.
No,
just
it's
at a party.
Well, it is. I've seen this picture before, actually, online.
Really?
It's one woman, and she's jealous of another woman's bust.
Oh. So are those like, the organs that she wants to get donated?
That may be it. I
she
think
wants.
That one,
she's jealous that they aren't. They haven't been donated.
They haven't
to
been
science.
Harvested. I think that might be Marilyn Monroe. Is it not?
I don't know. It's just someone blonde.
Well, I'm glad that this is her.
It's a black and white picture. So
how we remember?
I don't care about it.
So there's no way to tell if it's our Marilyn.
Our Marilyn was in color.
Yeah,
for sure.
If I remember correctly.
All right. I think, well, I guess we can wait 2 minutes for that.
I think they want to hear us.
Who?
The people.
If you want to hear us, mail us in now.
If you want to hear us, try to yell loud enough that we can hear you.
Hey, oh. Hey, you guys, wait. Hey, everybody, we want to really
wow, that's quite
so far away.
That's quite a response we got there.
Hey, it's Living Will.
Hey,
Living
Will.
Will. What's up?
Welcome.
Hey.
Oh, you really come through. Nice really? Projection, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice astral projection.
Hey, Will. Now tell me, if you had to give away one organ, now what are you going for?
One organ?
Just one organ.
Any organ?
Yeah, just any organ.
Is a tooth an organ?
Of course not.
Is my skin an organ?
You can give away your skin.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll be giving away my skin.
We got one skin.
One skin, all right.
And that's official. You heard that. I heard that.
So
we got
it.
A skin.
Nice skin.
All right, Ryan, what are you going to give? Huh? It's Halloween. It's all about sharing.
It's true.
One of the main virtues of, that's what the pumpkins would want.
Well, I got a lung extension a couple years back, so I can scream harder, breathe louder than about anybody else on campus.
Where did they extend? In what direction?
They go down to my kneecaps on both sides. Yeah. So I'd give about a quarter of one of those.
Doesn't seem very generous. Yeah, not in the spirit of
Halloween. These were very expensive.
Greg, what would you donate?
If I had to donate an organ?
Mm-hmm. No, you do have to donate. Sorry, I meant what will you be donating?
Oh, what will I be donating? Can I donate?
Spooky.
So here's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to donate and we were talking about this actually today in class, if I wanted to donate the left hemisphere of my brain, you know what? This is not going to... It's not going to... Well, the question was essentially, if you were going to... If I said I could cut out the left hemisphere of your brain and nothing would happen to you, you know, your personality and everything would be fine. And
why would you say that?
Yeah.
It's a blatant lie.
Well, if it was true. Crazy. Okay.
Sure.
And you would say, sure, fine, whatever, fine, do it.
Right.
And if it was going to, right, if it was going to help you somehow, maybe. But then if I asked.
I'm lighter.
Sure.
Okay.
But if I asked, yeah, it's a quick way to lose weight.
Right.
If I asked just the left side of your brain. Can I remove you? Presumably it would say no.
No, interesting.
So when I ask you that question, the right side of your brain must be somehow overriding the left, taking prisoner the left side of your brain.
I guess you can say that.
Anyway, I would donate hair.
Okay. Great. I would probably donate fingernails because I keep them in a box.
And this has been our raffle for next show.
Yeah. So. Please send in which ones you want.
The person who gets in the most absentee ballots will get all of these prizes.
That's true. So make sure you listen next week.
Collect, my friends.
Box tops
maybe. Only. Yeah.
All right. So our friends down at the FCC require that we say, you are listening to, I wish you could see this, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have one final song to close out the hour. About 3.5 minutes left. Greg, what is this song?
You know what? I'll tell you exactly what the song
is. Okay, that's why I asked you to do.
Yeah, it's Lost in Japan by Shawn Mendes.
Oh, we love him.
Boy.
Remix, though.
Oh.
So don't get too comfortable there.
You never know when it's going to get remixed. All right, so before we go, like we say at the end of every show.
Yeah.
Greg?
Keep it.
Well, here, we'll do this. Like we say at the end of every show, yeah. I'll start it and then you finish it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like we say at the end of every show, when you're in a bind,
you know who to call.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Happy November 1st. I think daylight savings is sometime soon, but probably not tonight. So be on the lookout for that.
Happy Thanksgiving. The brothers. Oh, yeah.
All right. The song? Okay, yes. Here we go. This is Shawn Mendes, but remixed by someone else.
Zed.
Oh.
All they take is one flight. We'd be in the same time zone. Looking through your timeline. Seeing all the rainbows. I got an idea. And I know that it sounds crazy. I just wanna see ya. Oh, I gotta ask, do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Attention. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you think I'm right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'd only be a couple hours and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight.
cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind.